I hope it opens.
I'm about to step inside a mobile reindeer processing plant in Savonga with Richmond Tooley, the chief herder of St. Lawrence Island's 4,000 to 5,000 reindeer.
My Uncle Herman, I followed him when I was a teenager. He taught me everything while he was a chief herder. I enjoy doing it. I love it. I go out there and drive around all around the island.
The plant is owned by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and has been here for 4 years. And Greg Finstad with UAF's Range Management Program has trained 22 Savonga community members on how to use it. The plant is basically two big trailers with equipment inside to store, cool, hang, and busher 16 reindeer at a time.
Before we pass them, we cut them in half right here with this one, like a chainsaw. We have them cut them right in the middle. We got orders from all over Alaska and Washington.
Those orders and others from as far away as Australia have convinced Savonga Tribal Chief Delbert Pungawi that the demand for commercial meat is there.
To us, that's the only real promise that can really bring a huge difference to our people on the island, where we can sustain ourselves and take care of ourselves as our ancestors have, without pleading to Washington or anyone for any funding.
Right now, they're limited to field slaughtering, which Pungawi estimates brings about $1,000 per whole carcass. But butchering it professionally, he thinks, could get at least $1,600 per reindeer. To do that, though, they need to pay for a U.S. Department of Agriculture representative to come inspect the processing facility. They also want to build a permanent processing plant and a new corral. Pungawi says the native villages of Savonga and Gamble are seeking funding from the federal government and elsewhere, working with Kowarik, the regional nonprofit corporation, to develop a business plan, and lobbying Senator Lisa Murkowski to come visit and discuss the project.
Really need to get that in motion because of the food security that we're losing from the Bering Sea itself.
Across the Norton Sound in Stebbins, Thomas Kirk feels the same way. He's the clerk for the community's tribal association.
Climate change has affected our sea ice hunting and our marine mammal gathering. The ice is a lot thinner, and having our reindeer is a blessing.
The herd here is estimated to be over 5,000 head, the largest in the Norton Sound region, and it's jointly owned by the native villages of Stebbins and St. Michael and the chief reindeer herder, Theodore Kachak. The group is already selling antlers commercially to a buyer from California at $25 a pound.
I also have other interests in the Asian market that would like to purchase the reindeer horns and the meat. Eastern Asia, China, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan.
Kirk says the tri-party group wants to work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to do an aerial survey of the reindeer to figure out exactly how many are out there and how healthy they are. They're also hoping to have the mobile processing plant transferred from Savonga to Stebbins and St. Michael. And as Theodore Kachak, the chief reindeer herder, tells me, the free-range meat is healthier than the reindeer we find in the freezer at St. Michael's grocery store.
Yeah, the color of this meat is dark because they're probably feeding in the overgrazed areas.
But Kachak says there's still a long way to go for the region and for him personally.
I see that Sami people, they know how to handle reindeer. They've been doing it for many centuries. My age, 70 years old, I'm just like a little baby waking up, don't know what to do. You don't see no 20 or 30 herders in Alaska. You only see like 5 or 6, maybe 7 herds.
Pungawi in Savonga hopes to change that by taking reindeer from St. Lawrence Island and reintroducing them to communities like White Mountain that lost their herds to encroaching caribou. Pungawi envisions a coalition of reindeer herding tribes around Norton Sound that could sell meat collectively. It's something the Regional Reindeer Herders Association has discussed.
If we did it right, we could become the Alaska's reindeer capital. Bering Strait region.
From Savonga's shoreline, the bright blue water stretches as far as the eye can see on a sunny July day. As late as 1975, though, you might have seen some sea ice here at this time of the year. Now, solid sea ice isn't a guarantee, even in March. But if Thule, Kirk, Kachak, and Pengawi see their vision of a reindeer economy made real, a more solid guarantee of self-sustenance might be on the horizon. Reporting in Western Alaska, I'm Gabe Colombo.